You want to open the meeting, Heidi? We'll at least get that done.
Sure. So do we want to call the meeting to order at 5:39?
Okay.
So if I could, because you guys are doing things via Zoom, you're going to have to make arrangements to come in and sign documents. I had documents that needed to be signed tonight.
Okay.
That's fine. Well, do we want to start with approving the minutes of September 9th?
Sure.
Yep.
You guys have
the one I missed, right? Because I wasn't here.
No, this is the one. Well, you were via Zoom.
Okay. Hang on a second then.
Yeah, I sent them electronically a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I had no comments on what was sent.
Yeah, me neither. I was fine with it.
Do you want to?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of September 9th, 2020 as presented.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 They're approved. So, Alice, how do you want to do the monthly list for September?
I don't know.
Via.
On a Zoom. Okay. This is why I haven't run Zoom meetings or anything like this, because almost all of our documents need signatures. And without me sending stuff out and not knowing who was coming Zoom or coming live, ultimately, everything I have needs a signature from here on. And I don't have a way to scan it or document it to you. You know what I mean? Like, I can tell you, but there's not people here to, I mean, Robin can say, yes, this is what I have, but you guys are taking her word for it.
Robin, have you come across this with other meetings, other town meetings?
Well, we don't sign, or the select board does Zoom, but all the documents come to us ahead of time. And then we're responsible as select board members to review them. And then we come in, we have to make arrangements to come and sign things. Certain things don't get scanned to us, like the warrant or something like that, but we need to come and review them and sign them. It's certainly not a great procedure for any board, because you can't, you know, really look at things and then sign them. But we vote on these technically. So I don't know how, if you want to, you guys would have to be voting on them sight unseen.
Right.
I know.
Alice, from a time frame perspective, do we have some leeway on these, or are we up against a strict deadline?
Well, most everything I have is dated for today. So, I mean, ultimately, as quick as possible. Like the other thing is like the monthly or the warrant to collect for motor vehicle. Apparently, Betty needed it. The date has already gone by. So if I don't have signatures, then I'm not going to be able to get it to her until like next week, which is going to put it halfway past the billing date, which really isn't our issue. It's her issue, because I replied and I copied you on that one just as chair, that there should be provisions where if something happens and someone's ill or can't make a meeting and we have to cancel, weather. I mean, we deal with that all the time. She can't change it because she has somebody else print it. And I said, I thought that your new software was going to accommodate this, but that was what I got when I came in. Theoretically, I could type your names on it, and then I don't know how other boards, all of my board meetings since COVID has started in all my towns and all my departments have all been live meetings. So this is unfamiliar.
But I think as we get into winter and as COVID ramps up, which appears to be happening, I think we're going to need to have a creative way to do stuff by Zoom.
Yeah.
Wondering if it's similar to what the select board is doing, where some of the information is disseminated ahead of time and then approved and signatures are dropped in your box within, you know, 24 hours of the meeting or something, if that works.
Right, because ultimately, and like some of this stuff has to go to other boards and committees, and so I'm not going to be back in the office for a whole nother week.
Right.
It's not like I'm in every day, or it's not like Hilma where she's here 4 or 5 days a week. I'm here once a week. So if we're meeting at the tail end of my thing and you guys aren't going to sign until after the close of that, then it's going to It'll be a whole nother week before things are processed. Not that I can't, I mean, I'm just, not that I have an opinion one way or the other. I'm just saying that that's something that we'll need to figure out.
Right.
Because like warrants are just bills. You're just verifying the bills. So the bills are going to go out once the warrants are signed, and Hilma's here to do that. Like on the select board side of things or contracts, people come in, they drive by, Hilma's here. She can send it out, you know, 3 days later when all the signatures are here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not, and we all work different, like the accountant works different hours than Betty, which I don't know what exactly her hours are anymore. And the other issue I'm having is I can't scan things in batches. I don't know. There's something wrong with my computer. It took me 40 minutes to start up the other day, and it took me 30 to start up today just to get my email going. And I can't scan more than a page or two at a time.
Okay. So
not that I'm trying to put a damper on things. I'm just saying, unfortunately, this has been the reality. Betty's been asking me to scan her stuff, and I can't.
Yep.
New machine?
No.
The other machine?
No. When I scan it and attach it in an email, it goes, I can't do anything. It won't send.
Like, but if you print it, if you print and then scan it, it won't go to you?
It goes to me, but I can't attach it in an email. I don't either. It's been getting progressively worse. And apparently,
so can we talk to this IT about that?
Well, I asked Hilma last week briefly about like what is protocol on getting me some help, because again, I'm only here one day a week, and this is really causing limitations on what I can do.
Well, I think we need to schedule. I'll talk to Hilma about getting Northeast IT on a Wednesday. We'll have to have him here on a Wednesday, schedule with you.
Right.
I've got some compatibility issue, I know, but I'm not really sure what's going on. Apparently my computer's been identified, because I totally forgot that when my computer crashed like a year and a half ago, Kara supplied me with a backup.
So do we have enough money in our account? We usually have money that's left over. Why don't we get a new computer? Why don't we?
Well, no, because we got that grant going for new computers.
Oh, that's right.
We don't want to do that.
Community compact, right.
And
right,
I'm not
right.
even sure why. I just said to Hilma, in Coleraine, with COVID, Kevin just put in for 5 new laptops for every office to have its own laptop.
Yeah, that's something that I've been thinking about.
I never thought. And he put in $3,000 for 5 laptops. So we can all be supplied, have internet connection, have firewall, have Microsoft Office package, whatever the, you know, the basics of what you need to, because like most of my stuff is on spreadsheets and stuff. So
all right, I'll check on that.
Okay, so going back,
investment office with respect to its own policies and maybe the zoning in that town, right?
No,
it doesn't mean it applies universally to everywhere in the Commonwealth.
Well, no,
might invite him to provide a copy of it for our review if he thinks it's germane, but
if it's case law, in order for that to be case law, it would have been determined by the appellate tax court, and that would be the standard, and there would be a determination that all property is assessed as of this. Whether if it crosses a road, it's one parcel. If it crosses a road, it's two parcels. The town of Heath versus the Schmidt property, or the Schmidt heirs of, or whatever, there would be it would be a legally binding. It's no different than our appellate tax court stuff for the town of Heath versus New England Power Company.
I know, but those are specific to the town of Heath. He has not mentioned any case. He said, generally, there's a case that we should just be aware of. He can quote it, he can provide it. It doesn't mean that it applies to the town of Heath, is what I'm saying. He could be talking about town of Brookline for all we know. We don't know, right?
I understand that. But as I said, if it is that, the state distributes that information, and that is law. Once the appellate tax court makes a ruling, that supersedes.
I understand. I get that. But if you misplaced, I'm just saying, for sake of stupid argument for his benefit, fine if he wants to claim there's a case, then he should quote it, not just sit there and generically, like, put upon us to figure out what he's talking about. If he thinks that he has evidence of a case that applies, he can provide it. We run it past the Department of Revenue or the appellate tax people to see if that is something that they circulated to everybody that applies to everyone. Otherwise, it doesn't. Otherwise, he's just blowing smoke. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I think it's upon him to make the quote.
Right. So at this point, the ball is in his court to come up with the legal documentation to show that.
Yeah. But so maybe we want to say in there, and, you know, you made an oblique reference to a case without actually citing what it is. So unless we know what it is that you're referring to, we cannot possibly respond.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, actually. You know, explain our case as you have and ask if there's anything we're missing or for him to give us greater clarity. So if we need to research further, we can.
Because it's in his exact verbiage, I should
assess it from there or review it from there and respond or right. or whatever, however we,
I mean, nobody,
however our research dictates after that.
Right. Right. Nobody would try to be reading into something that somebody puts out without giving the information as to where it came from. No other board would do that. Nobody, I mean, that's just, you
bad
can't,
business.
Yeah, you can't make an assumption that somebody knows something based on information you're only half providing. Somebody said right. to somebody that our assessors should know something about something that happened in, and that doesn't even make sense.
Well, he's saying it's case law. So in other words, he's saying that we're not up to speed.
Right.
And the funny, ironic part is the one thing that my office is up to speed. Because if there is any opportunity for training, if I don't get it and bill it to this town, I'm getting it and billing it to Coleraine. So as long as I've been party to training opportunities, I'm right on them. And I would say from his context, there have been other commentary that has not been reflective of that.
Okay, so Heather, you're going to make the updates that we talked about. Do we want to review that letter again? Or
no. I just circulated it by email so everyone has it.
Say that again, Heather, I'm sorry.
I just emailed it so everyone has it.
Okay, that's the updated version?
Yep.
Okay. So do we want to move forward with that, approve that? Is there an actual vote needed for that?
I think so, yeah. I'll also move to approve that letter.
I have a
I'll
question.
Second it as, go ahead, Robin.
There's sections in there that have parentheses around them. Were those, did you need Alice to look at any of that, Heather? You said something about the
section 343 was directly from the image she sent me, and it's actually from the handbook. It doesn't say what edition, though. So, and I guess she doesn't know what edition it is either.
No, I can look at my, I can look, and see they keep changing. So I can look at my handbook when I go to, or I can look at my one course 101 when I go to Coleraine.
Who's going to sign the letter, Heidi or all of us? Should we approve it subject to her making, Alice making just a technical change to refer to the exact section and just change the section number as long as the substance is the same?
Yeah, and what about that last paragraph? Heather, where you have that, you should note, however, that we have no power to charge you an adjustment. Did you want that in parentheses, or do you need something?
Oh, wait, hang on. I think it's always been that way. It's just a parenthetical, but it's stylistic. If you want to change it, it's perfect.
No, that's fine.
I'm
sure, we
yeah,
didn't need.
No, that's just how it's been.
Okay. Second or no? What? All in favor now? Is that what somebody said, or where are we at?
Yeah, all
subject
I'll,
to that minor technical. Change that Alice will make when she looks up the exact current handbook or whatever handbook that was and then make the reference to it. She can say as of, you know, whatever year.
Sure. I'm good. Second.
Okay. All
in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved. As discussed, amended. Is there any other business or do we want to make a motion to adjourn?
Do we need to schedule the next meeting?
We need to schedule the next meeting.
Oh, yeah. This is so much fun. I forgot all about that. Kidding.
Oh, Heidi, we've missed
I'm
you.
Kidding,
you know.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So we are at the 21st of October. Do we want to look to the 11th or 18th of November as our next meeting?
Yeah,
11th or 18th of November. Hang on.
11th is what you call it, Veterans Day, isn't it? Or no, 10th.
Yeah, the 11th is. Let's not do that.
Do we want to plan for the 18th then at 5:30?
Yeah, 18th works for me.
That works for you.
Nobody wants to do the 4th. Probably too soon.
Yeah.
I won't
the
have
18th any. Works for me.
Robin, does that work for you and Alice?
Yep. 5:30?
5:30.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Any other business we want to discuss, or do we want to make a motion to adjourn?
I will so move to adjourn.
Second.
All right. All in favor, aye.
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 So we adjourned at 6:24.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.